The first reading today, we hear twice in this short reading from the book of the prophet Joel that my people will not be confounded forever. And sometimes that's the way that we feel. Things don't go our way, we see all the chaos, we feel confounded. And yet we have to keep bringing ourselves back to what God said through the prophet Micah. If the people who people called by my name will simply humble themselves and turn to me and pray and repent, he said, I will bless them. I will give them all this. That's all we need to do as a nation, as a people, and as individuals. We need to humble ourselves and we need to turn to God. Now that doesn't sound like a real difficult thing. And yet we all know that it's extremely difficult. Tragically for all of us, humility does not come naturally to us. And so we have to pray for it and we have to work at it. And of course, we have to be humiliated in order to get it. And so it's not fun and it's not easy. And it's a whole lot easier to be filled with pride. And look at where it gets us. Just look around. If the Lord says if we would simply humble ourselves, obviously, pride is going to do the opposite. Pride is going to lead us away from him. Pride is going to keep us from being able to receive what he wants to give us. Pride is going to be leading us right into our own self instead of leading us into God. And what's going to happen? We're going to be confounded because it's exactly the opposite of what we're supposed to be. So the question is, what do we do? First of all, humility is one of those virtues that there is a tiny little bit that we can do for ourselves, but ultimately it's one of those that have to be done passively. It has to happen to us. But if we can come before the Lord, first of all, once again, to humble ourselves, but to have the kind of faith that we saw in the gospel. These people truly believed that our Lord could heal their friend. And think about what they did. This guy is lying on a mat. He's paralyzed. They can't get him through the crowd, so they drag him up onto the roof. Now, put yourself in this guy's position. You're lying there on a mat paralyzed. You can't even balance yourself. You are absolutely dependent on these guys and trusting that they're not going to drop you as they haul you up onto the roof. And then they tear the roof open. I doubt Peter was real happy about that. And then they lower the man down in front of Jesus through the hole that they made in the roof. These people were serious about wanting to have their friend healed. And obviously their friend was serious about wanting to be healed, or he would have told them to stop. How badly do we want to be healed? How badly do we want to see Jesus? Really, if you put it that way, how much do you really want to see him? It's one thing to be able to say, well, it'd be kind of cool to be in the crowd. You know, the Lord be there, it'd be kind of neat. Now, I'm talking about being the paralytic, being the one on the mat that's being lowered down in front of him. Do you, number one, have enough faith that he wants to heal you? Do you really believe that he loves you? Do you believe that if you come before him seriously, that he will heal you? Now, sometimes, of course, we think of healing in different ways. The Lord made very clear that this man's paralysis was a spiritual problem. Sure, it was manifesting physically, but it was a spiritual problem. He says to the man, your sins are forgiven. The guy didn't come wanting his sins forgiven. He came wanting to walk. But the Lord made clear to him where the problem was. The problem was with his sin. He couldn't walk because of his sinfulness. Now, we look at that and say, oh, that sounds superstitious. It is not. The devil has an awful lot of power over anything material, and your body is material. So if you open your soul and let the vile creature in, he's got a lot of power over your physical faculties. So obviously there are illnesses, there are physical problems that have nothing to do with anything spiritual. This man's problem was clearly spiritual. He came to Jesus, and the Lord healed him of something that was far deeper and more profound than what he came asking to be healed. He wanted his body healed. Jesus healed his soul and then said, okay, well, if you don't believe that I can do this, then check this out. Stand up and walk. Go home. The guy got more than what he bargained for. Praise the Lord. And that's the nature of God. He's not going to be outdone in generosity. So again, if we come to him with a generous heart, if we come to him with a heart that's full of faith, that's truly full of love, that actually believes that he will do what he said that he's going to do, he will do more than what we can ask or imagine. The people in the first reading, God told them, if they will simply do these things, they will see wonders. And at the end of the gospel, the people said, we have seen wonderful things today. You have seen the most wonderful thing in the universe today. Jesus was present, is present, in the form of a piece of bread, and now he's inside of you. There is nothing more profound than that in this world. Nothing. Because this is God. But how often do we just go through the motions? Nothing seems to happen to us because we didn't see wonderful things. We're not looking for extraordinary phenomena, but we have to be able to see the Lord at work. And he is at work when he changes a piece of bread into himself. He is at work when he places himself into us. He is at work when we are willing to come to him and humble ourselves and confess our sins. He is at work when we are willing to allow ourselves to be placed before him in our total helplessness, in our spiritual paralysis, and allow him to heal us. That's what he wants to do. If we will simply humble ourselves, if we will repent, if we will pray, if we will turn to the Lord, he will heal us. And he will fill us with all the goodness that he wants for us. It's our hearts that aren't willing to receive it, not because he's not willing to give it. And when we can actually do that by the help of his grace, and like the people in the gospel, we will say, we have seen wonderful things today.